Today on Live Take 5, Doug Stott with Redmond Greenhouse has some holiday tips for you. Doug, now that Christmas is over, is there a safe way to dispose of your tree? And do you have any ideas of what to do with that old tree?
Well, one way that you can do, which I think is very nice, you can actually clip the branches off the entire tree and use those for mulch around some of your favorite perennials and or trees and shrubs. That works very well. And then you can actually use the post that is left over, cut it up for firewood, or possibly make a garden post and make a gate out of it.
Doug, many of us enjoy the Christmas decor. It's really festive and pretty. And are there some ways that we can still keep this color around our homes a little bit longer?
Well, one of my favorites is one called the hellebore, and we've seen this out on the market for a couple of years. It's a gorgeous plant, beautiful white flowers, sometimes green, sometimes actually even purple, and it is a hardy perennial. So this one, you can keep it through the winter and then return it to the rock garden or the side of the house in the spring of the season. Poinsettias, if you water and or fertilize them, you can actually keep them over from year to year, which is rather interesting, but you got to work on this one a little bit. But those are a couple of my favorite holiday plants.
Coming up after the break, we're going to talk about mistletoe and whether or not it's poisonous. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my Home Fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at HomeFed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Live Take 5. We're talking with Doug Stott of Redmond Greenhouse. This time of year, I hear a lot of people talk about mistletoe, and some say that it's poisonous. Is that true?
Well, I always thought it was more romantic than poisonous. And yes, I suppose if you consumed copious amounts of mistletoe branches that it might cause slight indigestion and one would have to race to the Pepto-Bismol. However, it's really not too poisonous. It's a wonderful little, it's actually a parasitic plant. Most of it comes off of an oak tree. It's rather interesting to note, however, that in our area, we have actually designed our own mistletoe. It hangs up. Many of you have sometimes looked up into the juniper trees, the native juniper trees, and seen little green balls up there. It's actually a parasitic growth, and so you could nip some of that off, but it's kind of a fun little thing. But if you do clip some of that, it will create a healthier tree for you, because it ultimately can kill a native juniper tree if it gets bad enough. So mistletoe, I like to look at it as the romantic touch to the holiday season.
And one final question for Doug Stott of Redmond Greenhouse. This winter, we've had quite a few warmer days than usual. Do you have any advice if we continue to see this strange warming trend?
One of the biggest things you're going to have to pay attention to is the amount of water that might be required for some of your plants. So plants that are under dense evergreens, plants that are under eaves, you're probably going to have to get out there and water those once or twice a month. But if the weather patterns give us very little snow and or rainfall, you may also have to consider other valuable plants in your garden or landscape, including your lawn. Might have to hook up the garden hose and give the little sprinkle of water. It will be well worth your time, and you will see less death and devastation come the spring of 2012. Another task that homeowners might consider at this time of the year, because it is the ideal time, would be going out and shaping and or shearing some of their evergreen shrubs. This task is best done in the middle of wintertime, so you can pick and choose some of the nice days that might come around in December, January, even February. Go out there with a good pair of pruners and or shears, do a little clipping and snipping. You'll feel good, your mental health will just smile at you, and you'll have a job that will be well done.
And if you would like to hear more from Doug Stott or even have a question, tune in on Saturday mornings. He's on every Saturday from 7 to 9 a.m. for his garden show. You can call us at 388-1110 if you have a question. This has been Live Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.